Chapter 4. 3 months after the murder of Debbie Carter, Detectives Dennis Smith and Mike Keyswater went to the Williamson home and interviewed Ron for the first time. Juanita was present and took part in the meeting. When asked where he was on the night of December 7th, Ron said he did not remember. It had been 3 months earlier. Yes, he frequented the Coach Light as well as the other clubs around Ada. Juanita went to her diary, checked the date, and informed the detectives that her son had been at home at 10 that night. She showed them the entry for December 7th. Ron was asked if he knew Debbie Carter. He said he wasn't sure. He certainly knew the name, because everybody in town had talked of little else since the murder. Smith produced a photograph of the victim, and Ron studied it carefully. Maybe he'd met her before, maybe not. Later, he asked to see the photo again. She was vaguely familiar. He vehemently denied knowing anything about the murder, but did offer the opinion that the killer was probably a psychopath who followed her home, broke in on her, then fled town as soon as the crime was committed. After about 30 minutes, the police asked Ron if he would provide fingerprint and hair samples. He agreed to do so and followed them to the station when the interview was over. 3 days later, on March 17th, they were back with the same questions. Ron again stated that he had nothing to do with the murder and that he was at home on the night of December 7th. The police also interviewed a man by the name of Dennis Fritz, whose only possible link to the murder investigation was his friendship with Ron Williamson. According to an early police report, Fritz was a suspect or at least an acquaintance of a suspect in the Carter murder case. Dennis rarely went to the Coach Light and had not been there for months prior to the murder. No witness placed him there. In fact, by March 1983, no witness had mentioned his name. He was new to the area and not well known around town. He had never driven Ron Williamson to the Coach Light. He did not know Debbie Carter, wasn't sure he'd ever seen her before, and had no idea where she lived. But since the investigators were now on the trail of Ron Williamson and were apparently operating under the knee-jerk theory that there were two killers, they needed another suspect. Fritz was their man.